Hi, this is a dictation of Kendra Ward, K-E-N-D-R-A-Ingram, I-N-G-R-A-M. Ward is the middle name. Kendra Ingram. Date of service 6/10/2024. Date of birth 9/18/74. Date of accident is. /5/5/2022, rear ending accident. And leading to headaches, few symptoms of TBI like vertigo, lack of focus, lack of concentration, nausea. Pain syndrome affecting the both shoulders, neck, mid back, and lower back. Tingling numbness of all the fingers on both sides as a main issue. Difficulty in lifting the arms. She had a recent surgery for the left shoulders, time two. First surgery was done in November 27, 2023. Second surgery was in April of 2023. Right shoulder, she had a arthrogram that was positive for trauma, and she's getting a second opinion whether she should move forward for surgery. MRI for the lumbar spine shows T11 and 12 disc bulging, L4-5, L5-S1 bulging disc. Cervical spine shows bulging disc at C3-4, C4-5 and C5-6 with bilateral C6 nerve root and C5 nerve root being pressurized. EMG report is available for her possible positive chronic right and left C5-6 radiculopathy. The patient has been undergoing physical therapy and other treatments, still consulting with all the specialists. She reports her pains are shooting down both the arms nonstop as numbness and tingling from the neck, and the lower back pain is not radiating at this time. She's seeing Dr. Kyle Anderson as a second opinion for orthopedic. She's seeing Dr. Park at neurosurgery. And she's also seeing orthopedic surgeon at Michigan Orthopedic and Spine. She has had an EMG which shows C5-6. Motor weakness is not present in upper or lower extremities. And she's on Wellbutrin 150 mg for her ongoing depression and anxiety. Pain level is between 7 and 8. And also she suffers from headaches that are persistent without any dizziness or vertigo or vision problems or memory problem. ADLs are affected 7. 50% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for the ADL for system review and for additional issues, as well as for the compliance plan and substance activities. The physical examination reveals blood pressure of 178 over 119, pulse 78, pulse ox is 100. The rest of the exam will be from the previous visit of 5/9/2024, dictation number 0509-046. Plan is to continue physical therapy once a week to the affected area, which is neck, lower back, and both shoulders. And continue monitoring the patient. She is undergoing physical second opinion with orthopedic people and also for spine people. And she has been advised that she may benefit from epidural injection for the lumbar region after her surgeries are done. She remains off work. Also, replacement transportation is ordered. She also has been reviewed for her MAPS and BELAPS. And she is provided with the following medication, which is Flexeril, 10 mg twice a day, and Wellbutrin, 150 mg twice a day. She is not taking medications regularly, so she doesn't want the Mobic and Protonix, Neurontin, Pyricet, and Lidocaine at this time. See you soon in 30 days' time. Thank you.